If you turn with me in your Bibles to Luke and chapter 4, and we'll begin at verse 14. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." In this passage, we see the Lord Jesus declaring why he came to earth, coming before the people, telling them the great deliverance of the very reason why he left the glory of heaven, why he came down and dwelt amongst sinners, why he came and dwelt amongst men, why he left the glory and the majesty and the splendor of heaven, and why he came down and dwelt amongst mankind. And here he comes and he preaches to the people and he says, "This is why I've come." And I wonder tonight, have you had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ? A real encounter, a life-changing encounter, an encounter that has meant that everything that was before suddenly changed. I wonder, have you had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ such that you can say that I know that my heart has been healed, my broken heart has been healed. I know that I've had deliverance. I know that I've been given spiritual sight. I know that I've been set at liberty. I wonder tonight, have you had that sort of encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ? Because, you see, you can say tonight that either I don't need an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, or you can say that I've had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, but never experienced this. If that's your position, you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And a real encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ will mean you've experienced all these things. That's what it will mean. And so, as we look at what the Lord Jesus Christ said, think of these things. As we look at them, ask yourself, have I experienced this? Is this been my experience? Have I known this in my life? He began in verse 18. It says this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." And the gospel is good news. And I wonder, have you known that good news? Have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ as one who is in poverty and in need? You see, maybe you've said all your life, "Well, I'm not really a needy person. I'm not a person in need." But the Lord Jesus Christ came with good news to people in poverty, to people in spiritual need. If we think of someone who's in physical poverty, we think of a person who has no food, a person who maybe doesn't even have anything to drink, who doesn't have any shelter, maybe doesn't even have a bed to lie on. And the same is true of a person who's in spiritual poverty. You see, a person who's in spiritual poverty is looking constantly for something to satisfy them. And they'll chase after this and they'll chase after that, looking for something to satisfy their souls. And when they find something, very soon, as soon as they've tasted it, as soon as they've taken hold of it, they soon find themselves that they're not satisfied. It doesn't do anything for them. And they're after the next thing, constantly looking for something else to satisfy the soul, their soul, something else to satisfy that ache in their heart. And I wonder, do you have that ache within your heart tonight? That ache within you that needs to be satisfied, and you've tried so many places to find that satisfaction, that answer to that ache within your heart. And the only place that you're going to find it is by coming to the one who has good news, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. If we think of how a person in poverty has no shelter, where are you going to get shelter from the storm? The storm of life, the storms that come and afflict you, the crisis, the times of trouble. And maybe you say, well, I'm okay, I have no troubles, I've got no crisis. What, when the crisis comes, where will you turn? Where will your shelter be then? Because let me tell you tonight, that if you do not have the Lord Jesus Christ, you're just like the person in physical poverty who has no shelter. When the crisis comes, you'll have nowhere to turn. You'll have no one to cry out to. And the Lord Jesus Christ came and he says, I've come to proclaim good news to the poor. Why? Because he was going to answer the need of the poor by providing them with that shelter, because he was to be the shelter. He was to be the answer. That's the wonderful good news that the Lord Jesus Christ came with. And the person who is in poverty doesn't even have anywhere to lay his head. And I wonder tonight, are you trying to live that good life? Trying to live that life that looks honourable in front of your neighbours and your friends and the people around you? But you know what's in your heart, and you know that you keep failing, and you know that you cannot live a good life because you know what's in your heart, even if no one else does. And you are struggling, and you're trying to do what is good and honourable, and you're failing and failing and failing. And you see the person that comes to the Lord Jesus Christ and hears the good news and responds to the Lord Jesus Christ as their saviour. There is perfect rest for that person, because the Lord Jesus Christ takes their sin and he changes them, and he does the work and causes you to live that life that is pleasing to him. It's no more struggling. It's no more trying. There's a rest to this person who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord Jesus Christ came to the one in poverty, the poor person. And I wonder, have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ as one who is poor? Have you come like that? You see, if you haven't come to him as one in need, as a person in spiritual poverty, then you have never encountered the Lord Jesus Christ. You can say you have, but the scripture says that the gospel was to the poor. That's who it came to. If you haven't come to the Lord Jesus Christ in your poverty, then you haven't come to him at all. If you haven't seen him speak into your situation as one who is poor, then you haven't known a revelation and a touch from the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord said this, he said, he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Have you known that comfort of the Lord Jesus Christ drawing alongside? Have you seen him work in the midst of your need, in the midst of your distress, in the midst of your sorrows, in the midst of your anguish? Have you known the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of that, in the midst of your trial? Have you known him? Or when you've been sorrowful, when you've been in need of comfort, have you run in for everywhere else but the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you experienced the Lord Jesus Christ as your comforter? If you haven't experienced him as your comforter, you've never experienced the Lord Jesus Christ. You've never had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. But he also said this. The Lord Jesus Christ said he came to heal the brokenhearted. And you see, I wonder tonight, have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ as one who is brokenhearted? over your sin? Have you come before him as one who has come with sorrow over your sin? As come before him weeping over your sin? The sin that separates you from God himself? Have you had that brokenheartedness before the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you seen the reality of your sin before a holy God? You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, he came to speak good news, to mankind. That's why he came. He spoke to the people who are in poverty, who are in need, people who are in need, who are needy people, a people who are in a desperate position. And he spoke to those who are brokenhearted. I wonder, in your situation, have you come and had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who lifts your burdens, who lifts your sorrows, who lifts your distress? Have you had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who satisfies your soul? Have you had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ who protects you and provides for you? You see, if you haven't had that encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who comforts and cares, you've never had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ came to the brokenhearted. He came to the brokenhearted to comfort them, to bind them up, to lift their burdens, to lift their sorrows. But also, I wonder tonight, have you come in that place where you've been brokenhearted over your sin? That's who the Lord Jesus Christ is reaching out to tonight. He's reaching out to those who will be brokenhearted over their sin, who will say, "Yes, I'm a sinner. Yes, I've broken your commandments. Yes, and I'm sorry. There's a sorrow in my heart over what I've done. There's a weeping over what I've done. I realize that I'm separate from you, and there's that sorrow that welling up within your heart, that grief over sin." Have you had that brokenheartedness before God? Because the moment you come before the Lord and say, "I know I'm a sinner before you," he comes and heals that broken heart. He heals that sorrow. He heals that weeping. And he gives you that new life. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ does. As you come sorrowful over your sin, he comes and he heals you and he touches you. And he changes you and he restores you. It's so wonderful. It's such good news. It's the most wonderful thing in all the world when you have that encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you had that encounter with him as the one who comforts, the one who changes, the one who lifts your sorrows, the one who lifts your sin from off you, who heals you, the one who is brokenhearted? Have you had that encounter, that living encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ? Because tonight you can have that really living encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. You can have it for yourself. And it says to preach deliverance to the captives. Think of what it's like to be in prison. Think of what that is like. Think of it. No liberty. Bound by those four walls. No freedom. No light coming in. That is what you are. That's your state tonight, spiritually. There is no liberty. You're bound by sin. Your heart only knows darkness. There is none of the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ confessing your sin, and if you trust in the Savior, you will have a real encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. You will have a life-changing encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will shine his light into your very life. And he will set you free from those sins that bind you up. And he will restore you and he will change you, and it will be like being once in a prison in a prison cell and then being taken out of that prison cell and walking free. That's what it will be like. That is exactly what it's like from coming from a place where you're not trusting in Christ, you're not thinking about Christ, you're not acknowledging him, and then turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what it's like. It's like being released from prison. That's what it's like. And the only one that has the key to that prison door is the Lord Jesus Christ. He opens up that door so that you can go free. And if you put your trust in what the Lord Jesus Christ did upon the cross, you'll be set free from that prison, set free from that, from those four walls that are binding you up, free from that darkness, and knowing his light shining into your heart. There's no joy in prison, and there's no joy when you're bound by sin. But there's wonderful joy when you're set free from that prison and brought into a real fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where real joy comes. That's where true freedom comes. That's where peace comes. And it says, and recovering of sight to the blind. You see, what the Lord Jesus Christ came to do is give you a revelation of the beauty and the loveliness and the kindness of the goodness of the Lord Jesus. Have you seen him like that? Have you seen the kindness and the goodness and the love and the grace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, who was willing to leave heaven itself and come down and dwell upon earth and to die upon the cross that you might know God the Father? He was willing to do all of that because of his great love for you. What mercy, what tender love, what grace, what goodness. And he did it all. He did it all. And he came to open your blind eyes that you might see him. You see, tonight, if you've never had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, you're spiritually blind. But he wants tonight to open your eyes that you might see Jesus, that you might see him in all his splendor, in order to see him in his loveliness, to see him as the one who is majestic and who will meet your every need, who comes down and meets your need, and he sees you in your need and will come and touch your life in a real, real way. And you can know it for yourself if only you will acknowledge your need, come as one in poverty, one in spiritual poverty, one in need, one as one who is brokenhearted, one who says, "Yes, I'm blind. I'm one of those people who's needy, and I need a touch from the Lord Jesus Christ." And it says, "To set at liberty them that are bruised," or another way of saying it is to set at liberty them that are crushed. I wonder tonight, are you crushed? Crushed by guilt? Crushed by the things of this world? Crushed by just the enormity of your sin? I wonder if you realize the depths of that sin, that debt that cannot be paid, never can be paid back. That's the nature of your sin. It's a debt that can never be paid. But the Lord Jesus Christ paid it. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, he was bruised for our iniquities. He was crushed for our iniquities. When he went to the cross, he was crushed for our sin. He was bruised for our sin. He took it on himself, all of that sin. It says that he was taken out of the prison. He experienced it all for you. He experienced that. When he went to the cross, darkness covered the earth. He experienced that for you. When he went to the cross, he was bearing your sin. He was experiencing that. When he went to the cross, the Father turned his face away from him because he was carrying your sin, and he experienced that for you as well. He experienced all those things for you. That is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, the tender love, the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you can have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. But the question is tonight, And this is the most important question. Have you had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you known him as the one who has taken away your sin? Have you known him as your comforter? Have you known him healing your broken heart? Have you known him restoring you to God the Father? Have you had that encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you haven't, it is urgent and you need to get right with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the most urgent thing in all the world to get right with God. And the Lord Jesus Christ has made that way. I would urge you to humble yourself, to come before him, sorrowful over your sin, repenting of your sin, and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, you can have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ that will change your life, that will set you free, that will heal you spiritually. But you have to come humbly and acknowledging what Christ has done for you. Amen.